Chapter 6. Rec Number 2 Iscariot Jmanuel Sunanda. Tuesday, August 8, 1989, 7:45 a.m. Year 2, Day 357. Precious, I remind you that you are not to stop to ponder these things which I bring unto you. It is necessary that we pen them, and at the appropriate time the content can be discussed. This is the authentic record as preserved from scrolls which are in safekeeping in Pleiades. The entire instrument is in dissonance, and is the very purpose of the journal. So be it. Ours is not to rewrite but to correctly document. Might we move on, please? Questions from the Baptist. At the time of the preparation and teachings of Jmanuel to his disciples, John was incarcerated in prison. However, John also had many disciples who were going about the lands. Word of Jmanuel's teachings and followings were carried back to the ears of John. As it came to John's attention, he sent his disciples unto Jmanuel to make inquiry of the young teacher. They inquired, "Are you the one who is to come, the King of Wisdom, as was told by the prophets, or should we wait for another?" Jmanuel answered and spoke to them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead rise, and to those who seek the truth of knowledge, it is given. Blessed are those who are not offended by my teachings." When John's disciples had gone, Jmanuel started to speak to the people about John. "What did you go to see in the desert? Did you want to see a reed shaken by the wind? Or, what did you really go out for and to see what? Did you seek to find a person in soft and supple clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothes are in the houses of kings, officials, the rich, hypocrites, scribes, and priests. Or did you go forth for you wish to see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, he is more than a prophet. John is the one of whom it is written, 'See, I send a messenger before you who shall prepare your path before you.' Verily I say to you, among all who are born by women, there is none arisen who is greater than John the Baptist. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the earth suffers from violence, and those who commit violence seize earth away. For all the prophets and the law have prophesied to the time of John, and if you wish to accept it, he is Elijah who is come again that the path would be prepared. He who has ears, hear. To whom shall I compare this generation? It does not matter to the children who sit at the market and call to their playmates, saying, 'We are striking up the music, and you did not want to dance. We make ourselves hoarse with wailing and speeches, and you did not want to mourn.' John, who is Elijah, did not eat nor did he drink, and now it is said about that he is possessed. Now I have come, I eat and drink, and they say, 'See what a glutton and wine bibber he is, a friend to the publicans and to the infidels.' And yet wisdom is justified through the works shown forth. Praise be the creation. Praised be the creation of heaven and the universes and the earth, for revealing the knowledge and the power of the Spirit, which the false teaching has hidden from the expanding wise and those filled with knowledge, now to those who are honest seekers. Yes, it has been very kind of the creation, wherefrom came God and his celestial sons, whereby they have stopped the misuse of power among the human race. All things have been given over to men, and no one knows the secret of the creation, that is no man, and thus, not God or his followers. And all things have been given to me now by God, whose guardian angels taught me the laws and the knowledge of nature, and the laws emanating from the creation. Come to me, all of you who are searching and thirsting for knowledge and truth, and I will receive you and restore you. Take upon you the yoke of learning of the new teachings, for it is the recognition, and you will find peace within it for your life. You will find that the development of spirit is gentle and its burden most light." Marriage and cohabitation. Jmanuel was constantly pressed with questions regarding the laws of marriage and everything related thereto. Most ones were most sorry they had asked. These writings will be discussed in depth at a future time, Dharma, for they are the most abused and confounding of all teachings. These are universal laws and are the most frequently rewritten to be suitable to man's whims. Nonetheless, there is most logical and rational reason for such rules which range from parentless children birth to calamitous diseases and broken spirits thrust one upon another. Do not debate it here as this is not the format for such, remember, we are translating the scrolls. As has been given unto you prior to this, there is naught to prevent the loving of another of opposite or same sexual affiliation. It is the behavior of physical lust and practice which is disdained. Love has no boundaries of soul caring and emotion. Physical activities come under the limits of acceptability for myriads of just reasonings. So be it. He spoke thusly. You have been given the commandment, you should not commit adultery. Irrespective thereof, people commit adultery and practice fornication, thus going against the laws of nature. But it is written, he who commits adultery and fornication shall be punished, for the fallible are unworthy of life and its laws. for they should be sterilized. If men or women, not married, cohabit with each other, they should be punished for the fallible or unworthy of life and its laws, and they, too, should be sterilized. If two men consort with one another in intimate sexual relationships, they should be punished for the fallible or unworthy of life and its laws, therefore they should be sterilized and further, expelled and banned before the people. If, however, two women cohabit with each other, they should not be punished, for they do not go against life and its laws, since they are not inseminating, but bearing. When inseminator and inseminator are united, life is desecrated and killed, but if conception and conception are united, there is no desecration, no killing, nor creating. But activities of lustful pleasure are incorrect, for this is an exploitation of nurturing and loving. Verily I say to you, there is no animal under the sky, which like man, would go against the laws of the creation and of nature. But are you not more than the animal? He who indulges in lustful fornication for the sake of pay or pleasure to the physical senses should be therefore sterilized, that he or she not be allowed procreation, and further, should be evicted and banned before the people. He who molests and unites with a child is unworthy of life itself and its laws, and should be punished so that he will lose of his life. Likewise, he who indulges in incest is thusly unworthy and should be treated likewise. He who cohabits with an animal is likewise unworthy and should be treated likewise. Now Dharma comes the really hard one to swallow in concept, and is one of the rules that has been rewritten so many times to suit man that it has lost all conceptual meaning. It revolves around responsibility to the child created from the old or from the new relationship. It is always with the seeking of pleasure that all laws are broken, either through seeking of pleasure of self or greed. I do not make of the laws, and it is unimportant whether or not you ones of earth like of them or do not like of them. There is ample reasoning upon which these laws of the creation are based and balanced. You will note that many times the phrase, lose life, is included. Yes, it is that serious, Chela. It just has long since the writing of the law been ignored and hidden. It is the time of the coming again for the correction of these things which have caused thy civilization of man to drop into degradation. Through these very misusings have you brought yourselves unto destruction. It pleases me not, either, but so be it. At the time of accounting, these things done in ignorance are most surely evaluated justly, and ones are not randomly thrown into the pits of fire and brimstone. You ones need not rush out and compound thy errors. You will use wisdom in all things. Divorce. He who marries a man or woman who is divorced is guilty and should be sterilized, for they are unworthy of life and its laws, and both should be expelled and banned before the people. He who begets a child and is not married to the woman is unworthy of life and its laws, and should be punished so that he will lose his life. And he who creates a child in this union and abandons that child shall have his name stricken from the book of life. Verily, verily, I say to you, these laws were given by the creation and nature, and they should be followed, or men bring death upon themselves and all mankind. Let it be noted herewith that there are limits beyond which a planet cannot support mankind in quantities through misuse of procreation. Earth can nourish and support 500 million people of all human races in balance and harmony with nature as brought forth, without exploitation and reaping unbalance. But if these laws are not followed, there will be, in 2,000 years, 10 times 500 million people, and the earth will not be able to give sustenance and succor for survival. All balance will be lost and destruction cannot be avoided. There will be famines and catastrophes and great world wars, and epidemics will control the earth, and human races will kill one another, and only a few will survive. Verily I say to you, there will be crying and gnashing of teeth when so much human blood will soak the sands of the earth, so that new forms of life will come from it, which will bring the final dreadful horror to mankind. All good things were given unto you, and you received the laws according to which you are to live. You should adhere to these and additional laws, so that you shall prosper on earth and have peace in your families. Remove the power of the old law that women shall be subject to man, since she is a person equal to man in spirit respect, and has equal rights and obligations. There are many distortions in the laws since they were given forth by God and the celestial sons, for man has built them to be suitable unto themselves. When a man marries a woman, he shall pay to the most trusted steward the handling of her possessions, as a price of security, lest she suffer from lack of her necessities. The price should be calculated in such a way that for each year of her life 100 pieces of silver should be the basis, measured according to her knowledge, her ability, and her strength, provided her health is not lacking. The price is not to be considered as that of a purchase, for no person may be sold or bought, but as security for the woman, lest she suffer lack. The bond of matrimony between man and woman should be permitted only if both are of mental competence and capable of leading a marriage in accordance with the law. You should enter a marriage as man and wife only if the price has been paid for the wife, that no dishonor be forthcoming from the man and that the wife be sufficiently cared for. If, according to predetermined agreement, no price is paid, the law applies, the man must supply the needs of the wife regarding all of her necessities. The inability of a wife to bear children, or a man's inability to sire children is no reason for divorce, nor does she or he deserve other opinions or actions. The only reason for divorce is that of adultery, that is the destruction or endangering of spirit, the body, or the life of the members of one's own family unit. If a person is divorced by his own actions of adultery, he should be sterilized, for he is unworthy of life and its laws, for he has responded to the selfish lustful drives of pleasure-seeking and has cast aside all responsible behavior. The basis for these laws. The act of marriage and procreation must have the highest degree of pure intent and preparation, for upon these bonds and restrictions will rest the preservation of mankind as a species upon the planet. If everything is done and adhered to, justice and peace will come to all mankind, and life in the human form can be preserved. If man continues his selfish and imprudent behavior, he will sound his own death tariff. There reaches a point beyond which a planet cannot support the unbalanced system perpetrated by mankind. And yet, so shall it come to pass that man will not listen and bring destruction upon his own species. It will come about in some 2 millennia that man will have reached the point of self-destruction. And so is it projected by the prophets, and so shall it come to pass in its time of fulfillment, and in my time of fulfillment. Dharma, let's take a respite, please. This was a most important portion, for it is thy reason of desperate plight of this current time. Peace unto you, for thy heart and mind is pained and sorrowed. Truth is most hard to confront, beloved ones, most difficult. It comes now, as explanation, for 'tis too late to change of a bit of it. Salut.